This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Online classes began today for thousands of students across Metro Denver. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports some experienced significant technical glitches.
A nationwide Zoom outage and problems with the learning platform known as Schoology led to the cancellation of some classes. Xcel Energy also reported a power outage for more than 6,000 customers in southwest Denver. Douglas County postponed remote learning until the end of the month because of problems with its online platform. And in Jefferson County, some students couldn't log into classes. Still, Jeffco reports there were 14,000 active classrooms operating through Google. Other districts reported no problems. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Interstate 70 is open after being closed by the Grizzly Creek fire for 2 weeks. CDOT spokeswoman Elise Thatcher says motorists should resist the urge to rubberneck while driving through Glenwood Canyon.
Please make sure that you're staying focused on the road. Maybe have a second person or a third person so you can have someone driving while you can take a look at the scenery.
Thatcher says expect occasional closings, especially during rainstorms, that are likely to cause mudslides. Jury trials in Jefferson County began again today. They were suspended last week after a juror tested positive for COVID-19. Nine News reports the juror was asymptomatic and learned that they had the virus after serving in court. The Jefferson County Health Department says the risk of others contracting the virus is low and the courtroom was deep cleaned. Coming up on the program, Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer talks about today's testimony of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. Then intense fires in California and here in Colorado are blanketing a large part of the West with smoke. As fire season gets longer, researchers are studying the health impact. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And don't forget that the Republican National Convention kicked off today with the renomination of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. CPR News will carry special coverage from NPR starting at 7 o'clock tonight. 93 in Denver, 92 in Colorado Springs, 99 in Pueblo, 97 for Grand Junction, 83 in Vail. This is CPR News.